This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico sitting down a short time ago at the G20 summit in Argentina to sign a new trade deal to replace NAFTA. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says more work needs to be done to protect workers across North America, especially after recent GM announcements.
As I discussed with President Trump a few days ago, the recent plant closures by General Motors, which affects thousands of Canadian and American workers and their families, are a heavy blow. Make no mistake, we will stand up for our workers and fight for their families and their communities.
Trudeau also calling for an end to the tariffs issued by the Trump administration. The U.S. military is now accused of killing nearly two dozen civilians in an airstrike in Afghanistan recently. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
As we reported moments ago, President Trump is now at the G20 summit in Argentina, where one of his big meetings will be with the Chinese president, where trade will be the principal topic. While scheduled to also meet with other world leaders at the summit, he will not sit down, as earlier planned, with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin because of the recent Russian aggression in Ukraine. Even so, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes the president will find other ways to send a strong message to Russia
and make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort's sentencing date is now set for the 5th of March of next year. At a D.C. district court hearing today, the special counsel's prosecutors did not rule out bringing new charges against Manafort after revealing earlier this week he had violated a plea agreement by lying. He's been found guilty earlier this year of tax fraud and money laundering, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Senate's only black Republican is killing a controversial judicial nomination from the Trump administration. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he'll oppose the nomination of Thomas Farr to a U.S. District Court seat in North Carolina because of Farr's involvement in voter suppression tactics aimed at minorities. Scott's vote combined with Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, who is refusing to support any judicial nominations until the Senate votes on a bill to protect the special counsel, will sink Farr's chances of being confirmed. Payless Shoe Store is now returning money to so-called social media influencers, as it now admits it fooled them. The retail chain, known for cheap prices, wanted to show off its fashionable shoes, so it invited about 80 so-called influencers to the grand opening of an upscale shoe store at a Los Angeles mall. The store was not said to be related to Payless at all, although it was called Palessi, P-A-L-E-S-S-I. The influencers went on to spend over $3,000 on shoes. When some found out later that they'd been tricked, they complained, and now Payless execs said they'll return the money, and they just wanted to show that their shoes are not only cheap, but some of them are also very fashionable. And in Vienna, authorities say some professional thieves have stolen a Renoir painting worth about 182 grand from an auction house. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Don't forget your chance to get your hands on an official Bill Martinez, the most recent one. God's got this T-shirt. Real simple. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll put you in the hop up, pull your name out, make sure you include your name, your address, all that good stuff. And if you are a lucky winner, T-shirt, official God's got this T-shirt will be on the way to you just in time for Christmas. Hey, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, it's important to have the right team members around you, right? But take a good look at your team. Is it full of yes people and contrarians, but lacking in people who can't help push you to greater heights? A University of Essex study found that athletes were able to push themselves harder when they had someone to race against. A competitor who is a mile behind will not spur us on as effectively as the one fighting us for the lead. The same analogy holds true for business. With us right now to talk about that is Peter Strauss, a business management consultant, founder and managing member of the Strauss Firm, LLC, also author of several books, including his most recent, The Business Owner's Definitive Guide to Captive Insurance Companies. Peter Strauss, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. It was a great intro.
Well, hey, straight from your publicity piece. So,
there you go.
You know, it works. So excuse me for coughing a little bit here. I'm on the downside of this cough that's spreading, you know, from coast to coast. Anyway, good to have you here to talk about this. I think, you know, when you look at businesses, it's important to have people who can spur you on. I've often said, Peter, and you and I may have discussed this previously, is that the opportunity for all businesses is to match up strengths and weaknesses. Everybody comes, you know, to the boardroom or, you know, to the field of play in any kind of business opportunity with strengths and weaknesses. And believe it or not, they're obvious. People know them, right? I mean, we don't need to go through all kinds of, you know, special analysis or, you know, these kind of diagnostic tests to determine what they are. You know, people, you know, in our own instincts, we can figure out what strengths people have pretty quickly, don't we?
We would think so. We would hope so, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I told a group of people when I was heading a group in Los Angeles, a sales group, I said, look, we're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows what your strengths and weaknesses are. And the challenge that we have here is to be vulnerable enough with one another to where strengths can match up with weaknesses. So in other words, your strength against my weakness as a manager would make me a better manager, and my strength as a manager against your weakness as a salesperson could make you a better salesperson. And we used that philosophy, and it pretty much built the team to where we had five successive award-winning years.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. And I think you nailed it when, you know, we talk about vulnerability and, you know, the buzzword we use a lot around here is, you know, authentic leadership, and authentic leadership requires you to not just point out your strengths, but probably identify your weaknesses even faster so that you can fill those gaps. You know, it's incredibly important.
I would say authentic followership, too. Because you
That's right.
If you're looking for authenticity, then it needs to reign on all levels. But you have to have, and that value to me, where it came screaming at me was Hewlett-Packard in the early days. I thought was quite astounding because I was raised in a type of business environment that didn't allow people to make mistakes. And I was, I was encouraged to hear how Hewlett-Packard embraced mistakes. And they said it's okay to make a mistake. But it wasn't okay to continue it and not learn from it. That wasn't okay. But the idea that you can make a mistake, because I've worked with some companies, Peter, that, man, you made a mistake and, you know, off with his head, kind of thing.
Right.
And,
exactly
pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I do this all the time when, whenever I'm giving a presentation or something, immediately when it's over, I ask for the negative feedback.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling being that, it's so easy to compliment or tell someone that they're doing wonderful, but you're not really growing if you're not identifying, mistakes or areas that you can improve upon. So that's, one of the major deals that we work with, in our organization is, let's sit around and analyze, and I'm okay if we make mistakes. I'm good with that. I like to see how we're going to respond to it, and that typically will give you a good indication of where you're going. That's the important piece.
One of the things we've talked about consistently on the show, in terms of what the president is trying to do in level out the trade playing field around the world, I think is a golden opportunity for everybody. Talk about competition. You talk about this in your introduction. Competition is healthy, and when we have everybody operating from a level playing field, you imagine potentially what lies ahead here if, all the countries in the world, in the WTO, are operating in a level playing field. I mean, this is really going to put the pressure on individual creativity on all levels, whether it's in this country or in other countries, don't you think?
I 100% agree. You've got to have a motivator, and the competition certainly, spurs it on. As I saw a quote once that actually it was kind of interesting. I was listening to someone talking. They said, "Hey, what's so wrong with being a capitalist wanting to be successful?"
Yes.
And instead of kind of rhetorically, and it's all along the same lines. What's wrong with pushing yourself to be better and to mm-hmm. To embrace the competition? I think it's great.
Yeah, and, here it is. Again, there's just something within, our DNA, which is our natural humanity, that, if given a fair chance to win, I say, that we will push ourselves. And that's the opportunity, is that we can all be at the starting line together, not back, not to the point where you say, oh, I got to give up. And I think for a long time in this country, there were people that felt that way. I think this is why our GDP and the response, the enthusiasm gap has closed so dramatically, so quickly here, is because people are able to dream big dreams again. They're able to have a fair shot at what they've been wanting to do, that thing that wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles saying, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And now, because of deregulation and this economy that we're experiencing right now, possibilities can go through the roof if we, continue to look to those things that would advance, to that end. And that's why I don't have a problem with President Trump saying to the Fed, hey, look, can you give me some help here? I mean, I understand you need to raise rates, but hey, for 8 years, you didn't do anything but print money. Give me a break. Let's get this economy healed, and then let's take care of this situation. So, fortunately, the Fed responded the other day and saying, okay, hey, little kiss, little slight bump here, but we're going to be a little bit prudent next year, and I think that was a good sign. And the stock market responded accordingly.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think you can kind of feel a wave of positivity kind of going on right now, which is certainly a nice change, since we've seen in quite a while. And the other thing that's really interesting right now is I've never seen a time where being an entrepreneur was cooler. It's like mm-hmm. cool thing to do these days is actually get out there and do something unique and special, and that's all part of exactly what you're talking about, too.
And look at the creativity that's coming. The creativity that's coming down the pike here, Peter. I mean, it is exciting. And I'm excited for the individuals more so because they're expressing their own individual giftedness. We've got more from Peter Strauss on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like Us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Peter Strauss continues with us. He's a business management consultant, founder, managing member of the Strauss Law Firm, also author of several books, including his most recent, The Business Owner's Definitive Guide to Captive Insurance Companies. Peter, as we were saying at the end of the break, you know, both of us are excited at the human potential that's out there. You know, I had a conversation recently with Steve Moore, who is an advisor to the president on economics and, you know, what's been happening here that's been pretty exciting. I think the potential here, I shared with him, is that if we started looking at it in terms of the law of capacity, I remember, you know, having this light bulb moment that I shared with my boss at the time, and he thought I was totally, you know, I was hallucinating. But I, what I believe is that there is this law of capacity that all of us have within us, a capacity for a certain level of productivity. Some more, some less. I mean, it's just, you know, some people might complain, hey, that's not fair, but that's just the way the chips fall, right? You know, I'm not Babe Ruth. I'm not going to go out and hit, you know, 60 home runs or whatever, but Babe Ruth can. He's got that capacity to do that and was able to accomplish that feat. You know, and I feel that that is a dynamic that, you know, right now we're very well focused on GDP, which is what we're doing corporately right now. But I think the other consideration would be in terms of the law of capacity, what is the capacity of the productive potential that lies in each one of us individually and corporately? You know, we may be all excited about doing, you know, 3.5, 4.0, maybe getting up to 6 or 7 GDP. But if we broke it down by human potential of what the labor force should be delivering, I think that might give us a different quotient. What do you think?
I would 100% agree with you there.
So your mission, Peter, is help me come up with that equivalent. We need to, because I was sitting there looking at it, I was going, okay, well, if we broke it down and we looked at it in terms of, you know, GDP, there's certain sectors, you know, whether you're talking about manufacturing, agriculture, service industries, you know, the percentage and of their contribution to GDP wouldn't be necessarily equal because of the way you measure a productivity.
Right, of course.
So I'm in the process. I may be in a real deep hole on this. Maybe there's some other geniuses out there that can add to this proposition. But I think there's potential here because, again, relevant to what makes us competitive is we want to know what defines winning. And right now, right? Go ahead.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, well, you're actually kind of speaking to the core of what we were discussing earlier from the standpoint of, you could be digging yourself in a hole or you could be, you know, figuring this thing out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if you fail a little bit, at least you get yourself that much closer to understanding, you know, end results. So, I'm with you on this one.
Okay. Well, the thing is that, you know, going back to our human potential, what makes us happy, and as you and I discussed previously here, is that we find that people are happiest when they're productive. I think the reason that people were so cranky in the previous 8 years is that the heavy boot of government and regulation was holding them back. And as soon as Donald Trump came in and started lifting these regulations, I mean, there was this breath of relief, I think, corporate breath of relief that was expended across the country. And people were getting excited and dreaming dreams again. And those things that were waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning where they felt they didn't have a fair chance at it. And that's the other core thing that I hold to, Peter, is people have to have a fair chance to win. And when I say win, it has to be win-win. It's not at somebody else's expense. It's you got to be able to, in light of, you know, like we talked about, you know, president saying, hey, look at, you know, talking to the Fed, say, give me a break here. I mean, I understand you got to raise the rates, but, you know, let's be on the same team here. Let's understand what our objective, what we're trying to do with this economy. And you can be a responsible part of the strategy as opposed to just thinking about it, you know, unilaterally and what's in it for you. And, you know, and I think this has been the counterproductive consideration, whether it's the Fed or even some of our bureaucracies, our government operations, whether state, you know, local or federally. You know, I just was in California and, you know, I saw what happened there. You know, it's just that the state, because it's a one-party state, I mean, it just seems like the government there doesn't like people having discretionary income. When they see a windfall coming to them, it's like they get jealous and go, wait a minute, we got to get our hands on some of those shekels and figure out how we can take it away from them. Oh, yeah, let's add another tax to the to gas, right?
Right. You know, and it's so true. The when all the regulations get lifted, people go back to doing what they enjoy doing, which is being a productive part of the process moving, you know, forward versus sitting there and waiting for, you know, either the shoe to drop or someone to pick up the slack for you. And I think human nature being what it is, you know, we all want to be achievers and productive and, you know, being part of something. And that's that I think we really feel right now going on, you know, is that, you know, you can actually be part of something bigger versus sitting there and just waiting for, you know, for more bad news, more negativity, you know, more things to kind of fall out of the sky. It's encouraging right now. It's exciting.
It is. It has the potential of doing that. But if you're like, you know, Google and some of these other operations that are so ideologically fixed that you don't allow the expression of 50% of your employees because, you know, they're not ideologically in sync with you. I mean, you're depriving people and you're doing something which you suggested just a moment ago, Peter. You're invalidating people. And to me, I think that's the greatest insult that you can do to an employee is invalidate them. So when you look,
the best thing you can do is, please go ahead.
No. Go ahead. The best thing you can do.
Well, I was going to say that's the best part is, you know, validating, empowering, you know, giving employees the opportunity. You know, I don't even like calling them employees. I call them team members.
Right.
You know, letting them be part of it, it really moves the needle.
Well, and businesses have a tough time because the culture right now is very ideologically fixed. We're very tribal. And, you know, this is not healthy. And this is where it takes leadership, Peter, as you know. Leadership to look at and see on the horizon, see the dangers there and go, whoa, are we going to embrace the cultural movement? Or are we going to be counter the culture and embrace something that is, as you say, bigger than ourselves? Something bigger than ourselves is outside of the limitations of the cultural perspective, is it not?
And, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, we're in this global economy now and, you know, authentic leadership and millennials and team building and culture and all these things are so valuable. And yet you have the conflict on the other side of the, you know, kind of the fear movement of, you know, what if we overshare? What if we, you know, cross these lines? And it's a delicate balancing act of building a culture and building a team, building a company, building a community, and yet making sure that, you know, that you're empowering and you're not, overstepping, you know, that you're, you know, really creating a safe environment for everyone to kind of grow and thrive in. But it's a difficult time because everybody's watching everything all the time and it makes people uncomfortable.
Well, the process will prove it out. And if you have a trusting partner that plays by the rules and respects your property, which, you know, has been a big problem, particularly with China. I mean, they think it's okay to steal our intellectual property. And this president says, hey, that's not going to happen anymore. And I think it's emboldened domestic leaders here and companies here in this country heretofore said, hey, look, I see all the gold there and then our hills in China, and it's worth, you know, giving up this intellectual property. Well, is it? And they're finding out how they're working the system, and they're realizing, again, the process is proving this out, and they're realizing it's unfair. You know, and I think that, you know, as long as you have, you know, some good lines and good boundaries here and respect for each other's property, I think there's some great positive potential here in global expansion and appreciation. We'll have to see how that works out. Peter Strauss, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico sitting down a short time ago at the G20 summit in Argentina to sign a new trade deal to replace NAFTA. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says more work needs to be done to protect workers across North America, especially after recent GM announcements.
As I discussed with President Trump a few days ago, the recent plant closures by General Motors, which affects thousands of Canadian and American workers and their families, are a heavy blow. Make no mistake, we will stand up for our workers and fight for their families and their communities.
Trudeau also calling for an end to the tariffs issued by the Trump administration. The U.S. military is now accused of killing nearly two dozen civilians in an airstrike in Afghanistan recently. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You come right in, get you all my brokenness, get you all my hopelessness. I am not alone. You come right in, even when I hide from you, there is nothing I can do to keep me from your love.
Hey, this is a place where we celebrate human potential. I just think that it is just so awesome when you really consider that, you know, we're made in the image of God, that we are not, you know, that we are in the presence, as one person put it, in the presence of, you know, an incredible miracle. As one said, I had never met a mere mortal. I mean, when you think of the awesomeness of our humanity and the miracle that God has created, you know, has woven in our mother's womb, it is, it's just awe. I mean, to me, it's beyond awesome, ineffable. I think that's a good word for the day, beyond awesome. There was a question here about a year ago that came up. It said, what kind of society do you want to live in? Inside the country where Down syndrome is disappearing? With the rise of prenatal screen tests, this is a report from CBSN. It says, with the rise of prenatal screening tests across Europe and the United States, the number of babies born with Down syndrome has significantly decreased, but few countries have come as close to eradicating Down syndrome births as Iceland. You recall hearing about that? Since prenatal screening tests were introduced in Iceland in the early 2000s, the vast majority of women, close to 100%, can you imagine? Close to 100% who received a positive test for Down syndrome terminated their pregnancy. While the tests are optional, the government states that all expectant mothers must be informed about availability of screening tests, which reveal the likelihood of a child being born with Down syndrome. Around 80 to 85% of pregnant women choose to take the prenatal screening test. This according to Landsbetali University Hospital in Reykjavik. And with that in mind, I want to bring on our next guest, Sandra Peoples. She has written a book, The Joys and Possibilities of a Life in a Special Needs Family. The name of the book is Unexpected Blessings. Sandra, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for that introduction. You really set a good tone for where we're going this morning. That was great.
Well, you know, the thing that I hear, you know, from families that are blessed with a special needs child, I mean, you have this sense. I got to tell you, Sandra, when I speak to families, it's like, gosh, I wish I was in your shoes. You know, I don't say that, you know, flippantly. I mean, sincerely,
right.
Because it's like, wow, what a joy. I mean, one of my dear friends, his brother, who is now, I think, Greg's got to be, he's got to be approaching 60. And he has been such a joy. I mean, every time I've been around this young man as he's been growing up, he is just a delight, just a pure ball of love. I mean, he just, what you see is what you get, and he's just
right.
Straightforward. And, you know, and where some people would look at this and say, oh, wow, what a burden. You know, I feel so sorry. What have you gone through, you know, in raising this child? You know, both his parents are since gone, and the responsibility is fallen to the brothers. But, man, they've been right there. It's just been such a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, and your experience with that and other people, the more friends that they make that have family members, the more stories they hear, I think the joy can really be contagious in families like ours. And if they would seek those people out, and if we would form friendships with families that have members with disabilities and hear their stories and learn from them, and get a little bit of that joy that they seem to experience, I think we'd all be blessed.
Well, and I think the TV series that has been on for a couple of seasons has gone a long way to open people's perspective and to get them to appreciate that, hey, look, in their own way, boy, they can be magnificent and contributing individuals to society.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I know there's way more opportunities now than there ever has been. And it's a really exciting time for our children and then our adults with disabilities to really live up to their God-given potential.
You know, and you, one of the things that comes to mind, you know, rapidly here is because I've had several conversations with Nick Vujicic. And on the surface, you know, when you come in contact with him, here is somebody with no arms and no legs. You know, his parents did not see him as one that was disabled. You know, he was treated normally. He grew up normally, even though I'm sure, you know, as he was growing up, he was, you know, in a sense, I mean, call it for what it is. He was a walking freak show.
Right.
People, you know, were repulsed by him. But now it's most amazing. He goes out and he speaks to kids and they run to him. They can't wait to hug him. Here is a young man with no arms and just with love that exudes from him. And these kids cannot help but come and run toward him and hug him.
Yeah, I think our kids are growing up in a world with much more diversity with disabilities. Now that people with disabilities are in their schools and in their churches and welcomed into society in a way that it wasn't 50 or 75 years ago, and so they're not as afraid of things they don't know. And, you know, they have that childlike curiosity that we can all learn from and some of that unconditional love. And so it is great to see the changes each generation goes through and how even more accepting they are now.
You know, Sandra, we identify these as disabilities, but sometimes I wonder that in their disability, they reflect and reveal to us our own disabilities. Maybe not as obvious, maybe not as obvious as theirs, but in their own way, by being who they are, they help us understand how short, you know, how far short we fall.
Right. Yeah. One thing I've really learned from my experience with my son James is how unconditionally I love him, how there's nothing that he could do that would earn any more of my love or any less of my love. And so I've learned that in a deeper way about God and his love for me, that it isn't determined by my actions or my inactions in a way that I thought, but that he looks at me with joy the same way I look at my son. And even in my deficiencies or the ways that I don't live up to expectations, his love is unconditional in that way. And so that has been a gift to me.
Speaking of James and your story, hearing a diagnosis for a child can be a scary experience for any family. How did you and your husband react?
Well, it was scary. James's diagnosis came when he was 3, as autism diagnoses often do. And so we had seen some delays in him. And so for me, the diagnosis was an answer, kind of the final piece to the puzzle that we had been trying to put together for him. And that meant that we would be able to get the help that we needed and really start getting on task. You know, kind of they call special needs moms warrior moms sometimes, but that's because sometimes we get right into that mode of fighting for our kids. I think my husband reacted differently because it was more of a surprise to him. And so we both, I think all parents in some sense can go through some stages of grief, confusion, anger, and those happen at different times. And so we had to really be patient and graceful with each other as we process that diagnosis.
Well, and this is a whole new world for you. And then, of course, then you also have the advice of well-meaning friends and associates who think they know, right?
Right. Yeah, we do. We and especially in the autism world, because the cause is unknown and people can read different articles and they think they know. And
exactly.
Sometimes
Sandra, excuse me, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Sandra Peoples on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Sandra Peoples continues. In the introduction of her book, Unexpected Circumstances, Unexpected Blessings, she writes, on November the 16th of 2010, our ship sailed into a tempest we had seen coming but hoped to avoid. There had been signs. James didn't say as many words as most three-year-olds. We thought it was just because his big brother David never stopped talking. An entire day, James said fewer than 10 words and not in sentences. Our good friend and occupational therapist pointed out that James didn't have motor skills expected for his age. He didn't play with toys appropriately when he pushed a train along the track. He looked at the wheels, not the train itself. He didn't make eye contact, didn't respond when his daddy got home from work, and lost skills he had previously mastered, like forgetting the word chartreuse, which was one of his favorite colors thanks to Blue Clues episode he watched over and over. But it wasn't until we heard the psychologist say, we believe your son has autism. And at that point, your world went into a spin, huh, Sandra?
It did. It did. You know, it really changes everything. It changes your relationships with other people. If you attend a church, it changes that because your child won't grow typically and there has to be additional programs that help him. It changes how you spend your money because therapy costs are expensive, and so you have to make decisions for your family that now some of what you make from your job, or you may have to make decisions about where you live, where you get the best services in different states. And so it really, it's just this one word, the word autism can change 100 different things, and it's unexpected, and it can be scary in those first days.
Well, without a doubt, and as we mentioned earlier, messages coming from, well-meaning friends and parents in the midst of all this is you and your husband, your family, you're like, hey, let's huddle together here. You know, what does this all mean, autism? What is that going to introduce into our world, right?
Right, right. And because autism is such a, we call it a spectrum, and so They say if you've met one person with autism, then you've met one person.
Right.
And there's a million different stories that that mm-hmm. one word autism can represent. And so, you know, you could watch a show on TV with an autistic doctor who's brilliant, but you may not see that in your three-year-old who still can't speak. And so just this unknown, wide-open future can be really intimidating for parents.
Yeah, and here you are. I mean, you've got David, you know, your other son that, you know, he's all part of the deal. Okay. How do all these puzzle pieces come together? How did you manage this? What did you do?
Well, one benefit that I have was that I have a sister with Down syndrome. And so mm-hmm. I was raised in a family affected by disability. And I think my parents really did a great job allowing me to be who I was and to encourage my strengths and not always be in my sister's shadow. Because we grew up in a small town and because so lots of people knew her. And so I was just often referred to as her sister
right.
instead of even having my own name and identity.
It is amazing. Isn't it amazing how they become a personality in each city, each locale?
Right.
You know, so what does that tell us? I mean, because, yes, you get the, you know, people staring and thinking, oh, this is weird and all that. But in many cases, I mean, the love that's poured out, you know, towards, you know, children with disability, I think it's encouraging, certainly, to see that occur. But there is something, and I thank God for this, because this has to be God, you know, that overrides, you know, the criticism.
Right, right. And I do think, like, in our community, it kept her safer because people knew who she was and they mm-hmm. knew what family she belonged to. And so, you know, if she was seen out somewhere and got away from us or something like that, they knew mm-hmm. to come find us. And so I really think that that's part of God's design, that we come together in ways that we don't always for other families, but we really feel like part of the story and part of the community if we can support special needs families.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, life is tough enough as it is. And I think that when you, you know, especially when you get married, you know, as I was sharing with my wife years ago, I said the whole idea of dying to yourself, you know, and yielding to God and that it is so, so challenging. But when you have a child with disability, all of a sudden your agenda is out the door. You know,
right.
plan A for your family, whatever you thought was going to happen. I mean, this is turned upside down, right?
Yeah,
in an instant.
It is. It is. And Lee and I, my husband and I, we potentially will never be empty nesters. You know, James could always live with us. My sister now, who's 40 years old, still lives with my parents. And, you know, they're both retired. And so when you think about communication issues and those kind of things, you have to really work at them because you're in this for decades longer, just this, you know, this unrelenting caretaking of somebody else. And then, you know, some of us as we reach the sandwich generation and then we have parents to take care of and our children with disabilities, I mean, all of these layers really add to the stress that can come. And so you really have to take time to get to know the strengths and the weaknesses and be there for each other in ways that are most helpful and just continue communicating and drawing toward each other and not pushing each other away.
You're eight years down the road now from when
yes.
you got the diagnosis.
Right.
And you've been dealing with this. What do you say to parents who are at day one?
you know, it's interesting because I can't promise them that life will get easier. You know, none of us can do that. But I can promise them that God is faithful every day. And so and that's true for any situation. You don't know that life is going to be easier tomorrow than it is today, but you know that God is there. He's there tomorrow. And he is already preparing you for what you will face. And so I really think it's important that we not look toward a future where life will be easier and then think, oh, then I will be happier, then I will have joy. But you really have to fight for that no matter what your circumstance is, because we have hope that not everybody has, and that comes from God. And and we can live that out no matter what circumstances we're in.
Well, how's James doing?
He's doing well. He's 11, mm-hmm. So we're about to get adolescence and puberty and those teenage years, which can bring on new challenges and things. And so each day that life feels easier, we rejoice in.
Yes.
And then we just continue to build a good support system. We're at a great church now that really loves him and cares for him, and his school is wonderful. And so we just are really thankful for all of the pieces that God has brought together in our mm-hmm. lives in this season to support mm-hmm. us and to support him.
How's David doing?
He's doing great. He's mm-hmm. doing great. He's in those teenage years too, because he's the older brother. And
right.
so those, you can have times of being maybe a little more embarrassed by your brother or typical kids are that way too. So that's
right,
not to
exactly.
be, but he's very involved in theater, and that gives him an outlet where he's just known for his acting skills. He's not known for being a preacher's kid or being James's brother. He's just known for his skill on the stage. And so I think that's been a really positive way to give him an outlet and kind of build people around him who are a unique audience away from the ones who are around us each day at school and at church.
Well, Sandra, rumor has it that the divorce rate for parents of kids with disabilities is higher than the typical rate. Why do you believe that's not true? And how do you and Lee stay strong in the midst of the challenges that you face?
Yeah, it's funny, those rumors that just keep getting repeated, and nobody says, well, wait, who did that study?
Yeah, right.
What was happening there? And so as I dug into it, I couldn't find any support that was true. In fact, because I have parents who are special needs parents and I grew up around their support system, I'm around a lot of special needs parents. They're my mom's and dad's closest friends, and now my closest friends, and most of them are trying hard each day, to continue to love each other, to continue to grow toward each other. One of the studies that I did read is that you have a higher chance of not getting divorced if you attend church, and that's
right.
true for every couple. And so, encouraging special needs families, even though it's more challenging for us to go to church, it's more important in some ways because we need that support system and people who speak into our lives and can encourage us.
Well, what I anecdotally often hear is that families get stronger because of, the supposed adversity. I say supposed because, that's relevant, just like the spectrum of autism, right?
Yeah, I agree. That's true. And really, there's nobody who's absent from suffering. And so we see that in our friends' lives, even if it's not a diagnosis like we have. Everybody goes through some hardship, and you can allow that to bring you closer, or you can allow that to push you further apart.
Well, Sandra, your goal is to help parents move from a place of pain to finding their life purpose in this new role. Your book, Unexpected Blessings, will go a long way in encouraging other families. This is such a blessing. Thank you so much. And,
sure.
Thank you for, your family and your parents as well and your sister. This is quite a legacy. The Joy of Possibilities of Life in a Special Needs Family. The book will be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Right, Sandra?
That's right. Everywhere books are sold.
Well, there it is. Sandra Peoples. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Sandra, thank you so much. God bless. Merry Christmas to you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times,